Miles, what day is it, my friend?
It is the 12th.
13th?
What the hell is that? It's one of those days. 13th. My watch time.
Did it for real. Yeah.
You're right. It is National Lefties Day.
All right.
The Mitchell Top 10. The Mitchell Top 10.
10 amazing facts about left-handed people.
We're awesome.
You know what they say about left-handed people? They're always in their right mind. Turns out that's not exactly accurate. However, being a southpaw myself does have its quirks. Though living in a right-hand world, we are forced to adapt. For example, when engaging in some healthy self-care, I keep my phone in my right hand as I begin to soothe and engage in some self-flagellation. But when it comes time to hit one out of the park, I bring in my designated hitter, old righty, and it's back, back, way back, it's out of here!
God!
The designated hitter.
He's a whiz. Thank you, VD. That was needed.
Guy sitting at home with a DH.
I know.
Right.
You're up.
Like how he's got a designated hitter.
If I get a broken arm, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah, I broke my left wrist. It was difficult.
So here's some fun facts about left-handed people. You ready for all these, Steve? Left-handed people, they recover from strokes faster.
I've heard that. I hope to not find out.
Well, you did.
Around 90.
Yeah, but mine was.
But you did.
But they have a. But it's a different thing. They have a name for it. I cannot remember the stroke I had. We're pretty much, everyone recovers from that one. It just sucks when you're going through it.
Okay.
Yes. But I hope to never confirm that. I've gone back from a stroke better than most.
Around 95% of right-handed people have language centers in the left side of the brain, meaning a stroke often impairs speech. For left-handed people, only about 70% show left-side language dominance, with many having language functions spread more evenly across both hemispheres.
All right.
So that helps you recover a little bit faster there. Enjoy that. 39% have 39% higher odds of being homosexual.
Oh, cool.
What? I don't know how they figured it out.
When I say sweet, I mean it.
I did not see that one coming.
Neither did I.
I did not
either. Did that guy.
Apparently, I'm doing it wrong.
You would kill it.
That'd be great.
Oh, my God.
That has shown that homosexual people are about 39% more likely to be non-right.
Non-right? You mean left-handed?
Non-right-handed.
You got two to choose from, brother.
Two questions for you.
No, just non-right-handed.
I'm
people.
Not calling him non-right-handed. He's left-handed.
Is this the point we've gotten to? Are you left-handed? Yes. Follow-up question. Are you gay?
No, but apparently I'm supposed to be.
That's right.
I screwed it up.
You'd be good at it.
Just add one to our list. We're already straight white males and we're right-handed.
And righties. Straight white right-handed. They live an average 9 years less than righties.
Yeah, I believe that.
You can breathe a sigh of relief as this left-handed statistic was later disproved. However, it's still widespread on the internet. A flawed 1980 study looked at the 1,000 decisions. Really? There's some flawed logic with some of this? Oh, Lordy. They looked at 1,000 deceased people from California and showed that the average age at which right-handed subjects died was 75, whereas for lefties, it was just 66.
66?
66.
Jesus, man.
Look out.
All
right. You're better at multitasking. While the science is still developing, some research suggests that left-handed people may have an edge when it comes to juggling multiple tasks. A 2008 study...
Because I sleep with men and women, apparently.
He's so busy, he's going to die soon.
I'm sexually ambidextrous.
A 2008 study by the Illinois Research Consortium found that left-handed participants perform better than right-handers when completing two tasks simultaneously.
All right.
So there you go. You're more
yet neither of them getting it done correctly.
Right.
Lefties, more likely to be dudes.
Dude like what? Like dude?
No, men. They're more likely to be male. According to the 2008 study,
sorry, I pictured him like, what do you mean? Like we're going to dude ranch or
23% more men are left-handers.
I have heard that. I don't know why.
We just do it better.
I don't know that I've met a left-handed woman in my life. I know they're out there. I'm just saying, for me, like everyone I've met, I'm left-handed too. It's always a guy. Huh. My son's left-handed. My brother's left-handed.
Right.
Right? VD's left-handed.
Right. VD's left-handed.
There's nothing. Trying
to think if I know any left-handed ladies.
You would know.
Yeah. Whoa.
You
know. It's from the other
you
side.
Know. Whoa. Like, you want me to go where?
Yeah.
Cool.
More likely to suffer language problems. You might have heard that left-handed people are more likely to have language problems, but that's not exactly true. Some research has
shown... Our language is spread out over the brain, yeah. So you retain your language better after a stroke, maybe because we're already speaking like crap.
Right, it's just bad language already.
We can't tell.
Some research has shown...
Me feel fine.
...a small link between non-right-handed people and having issues like dyslexia or trouble with schoolwork. Why do they keep saying non-right-handed?
Left-handed!
Is there a third one that I'm missing?
Apparently... Non-right-handed people.
Lefties tend to reach puberty 4 to 5 months later.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. It was reported that left-handed boys tend to reach puberty approximately 4 to 5 months later than right-handed boys, although full bibliographic details are not available of that particular stuff.
So I just know
we're guessing.
There's always two or three dudes. They're like already rocking a full stack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, man, that's cool.
Some amazing facts about left-handed people. The question, are left-handed people smarter? The connection between handedness and intelligence has long been debated, and the answer depends on how the data is interpreted. A 2007 study titled Effect of Handedness on Intelligence Level Students found that left-handed individuals were slightly more likely to score higher on IQ tests. However, a 2010 study, the relationship between hand preference, hand performance, and general cognitive ability, came to the opposite conclusion, suggesting a slight edge for right-handed individuals.
No, because I've heard the thing about left-handers, and I go, look, 88% of the people on Earth are right-handed.
Yeah.
Which means pretty much the way everything is designed is from a right-handed point of view. So I think if you're right-handed, however you're told to do something is the way you're going to approach it. So yeah. I do think certain times problem-solving is a little more difficult. Where when you're left-handed, just to do the thing that right-handed people do, it's like once you master that, it's easier to problem solve,
sure. Depending
what it is. If it's a physical thing, I do feel like left-handers do a little better.
Yeah.
If it's mental, I think you're probably about equal.
Okay. It also says here, you're more likely to use the right side of the brain for certain tasks. The brain is cross-wired, meaning that the right hemisphere controls the left side of the body and vice versa. This is the origin of the popular saying, only left-handed people are in their right minds.
Right.
Though it's more humorous than scientific. The right hemisphere is often associated with spatial awareness, emotion, and creativity, while the left is more linked to language and logic. However, both sides of the brain work together in complex ways in all individuals.
Then that is good.
Yes. More likely to suffer from sleep deprivation. How's your sleep there, Steve?
I sleep great, man.
Two bodies of research have suggested a possible link between left-handedness and increased susceptibility to sleep disturbances. Oof. In 2002, a large-scale study found that non-right-handed individuals...
Jeez, left-handed people!
Here, it says this, found that non-right-handed individuals, including left-handers...
Well, okay, who else does it include?
Are they talking about ambidextrous?
Maybe.
They tended to be more spend more time awake after initially falling asleep.
Okay. Again, who are the non-right-handed people that are not left-handed people?
The search begins.
Like, is Cal Raleigh because he switch hits?
Right? But I wonder if he'd also, like, does he consider himself ambidextrous, or is it just at the plate that he's that way?
I think it's just at the plate.
Right?
Because I had a kid once that played baseball for me. He was ambidextrous. And we would get into it with the umpires, as they were like, he can't pitch any more innings. We were like, but it's a different arm.
Ah.
Is that a thing?
They're
worried about
twice.
Wearing out your arms, so the right. Kid can throw from the other arm.
Right?
That argument absolutely falls apart.
You know, Mike, it doesn't matter. He'd end up crying anyhow.
No. And then I'll leave you with this last fun fact about lefties. I'm sorry, non-right-handed people. That sounds more offensive. You're more likely to use alcohol.
Yeah, I can't argue that one, man.
A 1994 study found that about 15-20% of people with alcohol problems were left-handed. Compared
Sweet.
To around 10% in the general population, suggesting a possible link between left-handedness and alcoholism. Enjoy that.
Yeah, look, man, I can't deny that.
I just thought this list was going to be a little more uplifting.
Nah.
Like, they're great at this, they're great at that.
They live a terrible life. You should hate the fact that you're a lefty.
They're pitchers in Major League Baseball.
I'm not left-handed. I'm going to start telling people I am non-right-handed.
Right?
That's right. I'm sorry. I identify as non-right-handed.
Non-right-handed, yeah.